Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 44, verses 1 to 8. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1 to 8. But now listen, Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord says, he who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up like grass in the meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. Some will say, I belong to the Lord. Others will call themselves by the name of Jacob. Still others will write on their hand the Lord's and will take the name Israel. This is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Who then is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and lay out before me what has happened since I established my ancient people and what is yet to come. Yes, let them foretell what will come. Do not tremble, do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one. My theme for reflection is when God pours out his spirit. When God pours out his spirit. If you have ever tried watering a garden after a Scottish summer drought, yes, we do get them occasionally, you would know how parched earth soaks up water like it is the first drink after a long journey. That picture of thirst and renewal is exactly what Isaiah 44:1-8 paints for us, not with flowers, but with people. We are not talking about dry soil, but dry souls. And into that thirst, God speaks a promise so tender and assuring that it reaches across centuries and continents to comfort us even today. Isaiah's audience were people in exile or on the brink of it, dislocated, unsure, and fearful. But instead of judgment, God speaks identity. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. He names them not by their failures, but by his favor. Jeshurun means the upright one, a name that is not descriptive of their current state, but of their potential in God's hands. God calls us not by what we are, but by what he intends us to become. Then comes the heart of the promise. I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. The water here is not mere refreshment, it is transformation. As the spirit is poured out, life springs up. People begin to bloom in their identity as God's own. I belong to the Lord, one says. Another calls himself Jacob, another Israel. The Spirit does not just cleanse, it roots us in who we really are. This is not new. It is the very hope of Israel. The prophets had long spoken of a day when dry bones would live again, Ezekiel 37. When hearts of stone would become hearts of flesh, Ezekiel 36. And when God himself would dwell with his people, not just in temples of stone, but in hearts renewed. It is this promise Jesus echoes when he says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. John 7:37-38. He was speaking of the Spirit. And notice what anchors all of this: God's unshakable identity. I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. This is the God who speaks creation into being, who ordains the end from the beginning. So when he says he will help you, he means it. When he says, fear not, it is not a comforting suggestion, it is a command backed by eternal power. So what does this mean for Christians around the world today? It means no matter where you live, whether in comfort or conflict, surrounded by support or barely holding on, your identity in Christ is secure. You are chosen, you are filled, you are His. In a world that thrives on performance and constantly tells you to prove your worth, Isaiah reminds us that God declares His love first and works transformation from there. Karl Rahner, the Catholic theologian, once said, "Grace is everywhere as an active orientation of all created reality toward God." That is what this passage is about, a God whose Spirit seeps into dry hearts, renewing them with divine life. And when the Spirit moves, everything changes, not just what we do, but who we are. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what area of your life do you feel spiritually dry or scattered? And how might God be inviting you to receive His Spirit afresh? Number two, what does it mean for you personally to say, I belong to the Lord in today's world? And now our practical exercise. Take 5 minutes today in stillness. Say aloud, slowly and with intention, I am the Lord's. I am chosen. I am filled with His Spirit. Write down one way to live out that truth in your relationships, work, or prayers today. Gracious God, you are the first and the last, the one who knows us fully and still calls us by name. Pour out your Spirit upon us again. Where we are dry, flood us with life. Where we are anxious, root us in your peace. Help us to know deep in our bones that we belong to you, and let that truth change how we live and love today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore.